The Francis Young Tang Teaching Museum and Art Gallery at Skidmore College is a jam-packed summer of arts and culture, including their fourth annual Francis Day community celebration on July 15th. A new season of Upbeat on the Roof concerts and great new exhibitions in all the galleries, plus a special new book celebrating the 30th anniversary of the Skidmore Summer Jazz Institute and its founder, Don McCormick. To tell us more, we welcome Ian Berry and Michael Hinero, who join us to tell us more. Ian is the Dayton Director of the Tang Teaching Museum at Skidmore College. Michael is the museum's Assistant Director of Engagement. And thank you for being with us. A delight to have you both here.
Great to be here. Good morning, Joe.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I like your title of Assistant Director of Engagement.
Why, thank you.
Yeah, that's it. That's
yes, a,
cool a
lot
title.
Of people talk about weddings when they hear that.
Well, just... But to engage people.
Exactly. Yes. I always think of it as engagement is when you accept some... We invite a lot of people to do things, and when they accept that, we have a responsibility to them. And so that's how I kind of view my job, as being responsible for how people think about and interact with the museum.
Makes it easier when you have a lot going on, doesn't
exactly.
it, Ian?
It's fantastic.
All right.
Welcome to summer, Joe.
Absolutely. We're knee-deep into it, aren't we? Here we are. So Francis Day is July 15th. Tell us about this. And I know you've been on before, I believe, since the very beginning of this. But tell us what it is and how you'll be celebrating.
Well, Francis Day is something we started 4 years ago to welcome the community in all of its diversity and its largest sense of community, and to celebrate our founder, Francis Young Tang, the namesake of the museum. She was a Skidmore alum, and we celebrate her by welcoming everyone in to see our new exhibitions, to participate, to expand our family programs. So there's lots of events during the day. It starts at noon. And there are things for kids, there's food, there's bands. This year we have a special dance performance that goes along with our project with Janine Antoni and Stephen Petronio, which is not to be missed. The day continues on until the summer opening in the evening. There's so much.
A lot going on. Anything you'd like to add when it comes to engagement?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think
there's a lot of
there's going to be engagement going on everywhere. I mean, one of the things about Francis Day that I like so much is that it involves everyone in the museum. And when we say it's an open house, we literally mean that, because we will have there are certain rooms in the museum that even I don't have keys to, like our collection storage area, because that's where we have a lot of the artwork that's not on exhibit, but we use to show people. And so we'll have a collections tour with our registrars at 2:00. That's really, really popular.
Behind the scenes.
Totally behind the scenes. Only a handful of our fellow museum staff have keys to those rooms. So it is very special that they're going to let the public...
You don't
public
seem bitter about it at all.
I don't need that key. It's okay. I'll engage with the people who are locked out. And then we also have a special guest coming, Sarah Stevens, who's a conservator who helped work on some of the objects in an exhibition called If I Had Possession Over Judgment Day, Collections of Claude Simard, and these are Fonte Asafo flags. And so she'll talk about the work that she did and talk about conservation in general, which gives another inside view of the work of the museum.
That will be really special. Conservation science is sort of hidden to a lot of people. It's something that museums do often very behind the scenes, and I think it will be really exciting for people to meet Sarah, to hear about how she worked on these flags from Ghana, and see how science and art combine in her job and in her studio.
So tell us about the exhibit that's ongoing right now.
Well, If I Had Possession Over Judgment Day is a celebration of Claude Simard. Claude was an artist, a collector, and a gallerist, and a partner in the Jack Shainman Gallery, a very successful gallery in New York City. And he was a good friend and a great supporter of artists. And in honor of his influence and his worldview, we've generously been given access by Jack Shainman to look through his collections and choose from the wide range of things to make an open sort of cabinet of curiosities-like display where all things from African wooden African sculptures, Indian wedding shawls, contemporary art of all kinds are mixed together in the same view. And I think there's a message in there about openness and about seeing things as more together than apart.
It's very eclectic, isn't it?
Absolutely. He was he had impeccable taste, and he had wide-ranging tastes, and I think you see that in the gallery.
So this is a little bit far, and I'm referencing a photo for those of you who are listening on the radio, but there is in far back in the exhibit, Ian gave me this great brochure, and when you open it up, it shows the entire room, and it has the flags on the top and the sculpture in the on display, as well as the paintings on the wall. But in the middle of it, behind a wagon, which is very cool,
yes.
Is that Humpty Dumpty behind the wagon? What is that? It looks like
that is a sculpture by the great Chicago artist Nick Cave, who many in our region have seen on view at Mass MoCA and
yes.
other museums around our region, and it's a triumphant sound suit of his. The suit is the head of the suit has this constellation of toys and globes that make this amazing crown of wonder, but he's standing on a very funny Humpty Dumpty, and it really is not to be missed. He could be the king and queen simultaneously of this exhibition.
Yeah, I would think the head of the show, because very cool to see Humpty and the suit on top, and then is that part of the sculpture of the placement on the.
Yes, absolutely. It has a fantastical rug that it sits on, and it stands in front of this wall of immaculate weavings from India, and contemporary art on both sides, from Marcel Duchamp to Nancy Sparrow. It's a really fantastic display.
Let's talk about the 17th season of Upbeat on the Roof Summer Series, Thursdays, July 13th. So the first one coming up, July 13th through August 24th. And tell us about Upbeat on the Roof.
So this is new for us this year. We've moved to Thursdays because we've decided that the museum is going to be open Thursdays late every night throughout the year till 9 o'clock. So visitors can come to see music, and they can visit the galleries before and after the show. And we begin this year with what's become a favorite among our fans, which is Dakota, who is a chamber ensemble from New York who spent a couple of weeks at Skidmore working with students and also giving some performances. And we try to give a nice eclectic mix of music. We try to bring in some new bands that people may not have heard of, or at least maybe not up in Saratoga Springs.
Three debuts this season. Three new acts to the Upbeat lineup.
Very cool.
It's and Alex Torres is always a perennial favorite, as are the Ramblin' Jug Stompers. And you should check out our website for the dates of all seven of those successive Thursdays. Great, great concerts.
tang.skidmore.edu to find out more information, and I'll give that address at the end of our segment as well. The 17th season of Upbeat on the Roof, and performances begin July 13th, so this Thursday, July 13th through the 24th of August from 7 to 8 p.m. You also have a new book out, celebrating music as well. Talk about the new book.
Well, this is the 30th anniversary season of the Skidmore Jazz Institute, which just finished its season. It brings together the best high school players from around the country to learn from in master classes from the greats. And the founder of that program is a professor and administrator and just extraordinary personality at Skidmore, Don McCormick. And we wanted to celebrate Don and the 30th anniversary. So we made an exhibition, which you can see at Francis Day this Saturday, and an accompanying catalog, which includes 30 records from Don's jazz collection with 30 artworks from the Tang's collection, an eclectic, eccentric portrait of Don and his love of the music and his inspiration to the creation of this amazing program.
So what is it like putting a book together like this that is...
Oh,
I mean, we're talking about art on the radio, and you're talking about music in a book. So how does that go?
Well, really this book is about storytelling, and the text of the book is a conversation that Don and I had in his living room, looking through these records, and him telling stories about each of the records and what was happening in his life and. How he was thinking about what it could be at Skidmore and what these artists could bring to the world and what they could bring to the young students. So it's really about storytelling and memories. And we expressly used photographs of the well-worn, well-used copies of these great records from Don's collection. So the idea of storytelling and memory and thinking about the influence and the use of this music is, I think, hopefully well on display.
The name of the book is The Young Years. Try it again, The Young Years. And you can find out more information about the book also on the website. So let's go back on everything. Beginning on the 13th is the opener of the 17th season of Upbeat on the Roof. That'll get us started. And then... Saturday, Francis Day.
Francis Day. And don't forget this very special dance performance at 4 p.m. and then again at 6 p.m. by one of the Petronio Company's fantastic lead dancers. It's a short piece, so don't be late. It happens in the Wackenheim Gallery, and it is truly magical and inspiring and moving. And it's a real honor for us to have Nick Sassone come and do this dance live in the gallery.
And as far as Francis Day goes, show up early, stay late, right?
Stay the whole time. There's going to be so much for people to do with taking tours, looking at the art, but also making things on their own. We'll have button making. We'll have talking about that Nick Cave sound suit, and there's globes floating around that figure's head. And I've overheard school-aged children say, "Oh, it looks like he's thinking about the world." And our museum educator Ginger Ertz has developed a project called "Build a Better World," based on that work of art that. Well, people can come in and work with maps and just create their own better worlds out of whatever art materials we have laying around.
I assume you always have art materials laying around,
we have
right?
Lots of materials.
Something
yeah.
Ginger's cool a treasure, and I think a lot of people in our region are very familiar with our family Saturdays and the amazing summer library visits that she's starting for the season. So it's a great day for kids, it's a great day for families, and for anyone that's interested in some of the best art around, it'll be a wonderful afternoon.
Well, a whole lot going on at the Francis Young Tang Teaching Museum and Art Gallery at Skidmore College. You can find out more about Francis Day on July 15th, as well as the Upbeat on the Roof Summer Series, which starts July 13th, as well as the new book, The Young Years, which is out celebrating the 30th anniversary of the Skidmore Summer Jazz Institute and its founder, Don McCormick, by going to their website. It's tang.skidmore.edu, tang.skidmore.edu. Ian Berry and Michael Hainaro, thank you very Hainaro, right?
Hainaro.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for being with us.
Appreciate
it.
Thank you so much.
See you in Saratoga, Joe.
Yeah,
you're listening to the Roundtable on WAMC.